I do have Adam Treloar. Slow start, Adam. You guys worked really hard to get back into the match and fell away late. What happened?
Absolutely. We come out and we lacked energy, I think, and effort in the first quarter, and we sort of got a kick in the bum at quarter time from the leaders and from Bucks, and we went back to how we trained all week and how we wanted to play in that second and third quarter, which is very pleasing. And you know, we felt we were in the game at three-quarter time, and then we dropped our heads as soon as they got a run on, and yeah, the rest is history. They ran away with it in the end.
You guys were very dejected coming into the rooms. How disappointing is it to put in a performance like that, especially in the last quarter?
Yeah, massively, mate. We only really played two good quarters. First quarter was pretty disappointing. They kicked 7-1, I think, and the last quarter they obviously smashed us. So it was pretty disappointing. I mean, if we could play the way we did in the second, third quarter for the whole game, you know, we would have been in it right to the very end. So it's very disappointing, mate. We've got to lick our wounds and look forward to Carlton this week.
I'm going to throw it upstairs to Adam Papalia, Carl Langdon and Peter Bell.
Adam, they do make it very difficult, don't they, West Coast? Once they set up that defensive zone and you're trying to get the ball out of the West Coast forward 50, yep. It comes in again and again and again. And you could just see the pressure they were putting on you guys out there.
Yeah, you're spot on. I think if you go to the stats, they're one of the best teams to keep the ball in their forward half of the footy field in all the AFL. And you know, going into the game, we wanted to play the game in our half, and that well and truly didn't happen. But you can just tell how they want to get the ball in their forward half and then control the game and the defenders pressure up and try and keep the ball in there. So yeah, their pressure was fanatical in that whole game, and they're a very good team.
Adam, the shorter turnaround after playing Anzac Day. West Coast had a couple of extra days up their sleeve.
Yep.
Do you think that had any impact either on the start, conceding the 5 goals early, or running out of legs at the end of the game?
No, not at all. I mean, we know that's going to happen throughout a footy season. I mean, they would have been in the same window if it could have been vice versa. So there's no excuse for how many days we had off. It was just a lack of effort and energy at the start of the game, and we went away from what we practiced all week. And in the second and third, we were very happy, and then that last quarter was disappointing.
It was amazing how well you got back into the game. Yep. You took control in the second half of the second and in the third, and you got back to within 17 points. Why do you think you just fell away so badly?
Yeah, well, in that second and third, it was on the back of our defence and our defensive pressure to really squeeze up and force them to turn the ball over and try and play the ball in our half. And then I think, I don't know, we just dropped our heads really as soon as they got a run on in that last quarter, and you know, the momentum swung well and truly in their favour. Yeah, we just dropped our heads. We were very disappointed, and you know, we got to look at the tape and reassess, and hopefully it doesn't happen next week, and we can come out and play four good quarters.
Adam, want to ask you something positive. Yep. Young Josh Smith, tell us a little bit about him, because he's pretty good today.
Yeah, Smith is a good player. Obviously a 22-year-old. He was rookie, I'm pretty sure, and then got elevated a couple of weeks ago. And from the minute he walked into the footy club, you wouldn't have thought that he was a first-year football player, or an AFL player in that case. And he was phenomenal today. He played his role, played out on the wing, and he's got a bright future ahead of him because he works his absolute backside off and he gets the best out of himself. And I wish him nothing but the best because he's an absolute star and he's a really good guy to have at the footy club.
And Mason Cox got all the headlines last weekend, but he backed it up again. A couple of goals today, including a good one from the set shot in the forward pocket.
Yeah,
can you just tell us a bit more about him?
Yeah, Coco, I think what he does is he creates a contest for us. I mean, there was a couple of times where he was outmarked, but it wasn't just him, it was everyone pretty much, because, you know, McGovern and the likes of those coming back taking marks. But in terms of him creating contests and coming in and being the second ruckman is 210 centimetres, which is pretty phenomenal. But he comes in and creates a contest, and that's all we can ask for him. And he's just going to get better and better the more games he plays, and all of us guys love playing with him.
Now, how's my cousin, Tom?
Tom,
is he all right? Langdon.
Oh yeah, Langdon's okay. Yeah, yeah. He just, I think he just hurt his ankle there, but I think nothing too serious. Hopefully, we can get the scan and nothing be wrong with it.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Adam. Appreciate you speaking so honestly to us on 6PR Footy after the game, mate.
Cheers. No worries. Thanks.